1269 to join the conversation. Hello and welcome. It is now time for SDFO to VOIP. Please dial 929-299-1269 to join the conversation.
Welcome to the SDF conferencing system. You are the only party in this conference.
O to VOIP 929-299-1269.
This is DJ Music Squirrel. Turn on to nonradio.net 2200 UTC on Sundays for the World Music Show. Because sometimes I play music like this. And like this. Like this. And the best stuff like this. Turn on to nonradio.net 2200 UTC on Sundays.
Hello, Anon Radio listeners. This hour is brought to you by LinkedIn, connecting the words professionals to make them more productive and successful.
VOIP 929-299-1269.
One other party is in this conference.
Stop Yasmaz, what's up? This is Zeptar. Hey yo, I got your hey yo. Listen what I say yo. I got your hey yo. Listen what I say. Come to the ride where you can't get a fine and get some fine and get some ride on. I'm kicking on and I'm getting on something that I'm not on. What's up? Is anybody there? Come to the light. We can ride. Hello? Is anybody there? Down when I'm saying on, that's what I'm saying on. I'm just smoking on, I'm just smoking long, smoking strong, and you know what's on. Cheech and Chong, waiting for the message on. And that's all that's going on. Is Zeptar. On OpenVOIP 1088. This is up for a live on OpenVOIP 1088 underneath the moon in Kansas City, Missouri. Woo, 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 hello. What's up? You know, I'm just getting my smoke on. I don't know what you have to. That's why I asked. 0200 hours, huh?
There are two other parties in this conference.
Hello.
Wasabi!
What's up?
Just drinking a bud. What about you?
Yeah, watching the game, having a bud, smoking a bud.
Are they still rerunning Death Star on Japan TV?
Probably.
Cool.
It's syndicated.
Oh, shit, man. I can't wait to go to Japan. Well, they touch us to you. Well,
yeah, I just had to go download that track and listen to it after watching the live coverage of the riots.
What's going on, man? That shit is crazy. You guys are protesting the craziest up there.
It's
wherever
it's
you are,
bag.
Australia.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag, and it's just I don't think it's a unified message. I think it's just a bunch of people that are they're angry and they want to lash out.
Yeah.
I don't even know if much of the people that are doing this are actually that live in this neighborhood. I think they're just here because it's easy to tear up a place and then go back to Portland or wherever you're going to go. But
well, that's fucked up, man.
It's clearly about and it's clearly about confronting the police. And so that's
yeah, and just the end and just
game.
They're sitting there like with their like knees on their knees with their backs turned, like come arrest me. Like what point does that make?
I don't know. but anyways, banana cha cha.
Banana.
Let's talk about creating stuff. So
okay.
I know your show shows up every once in a while. Do you still do it? I sometimes try to since it's during the work day.
I do it, and the last time I tried broadcasting, I tried a different software, and it didn't work, and then I tried to get on real quick, and then that's why I might have had a show that was weird. I didn't even see if it archived.
Oh, okay.
But I do have a show, and I want to create it more, but I was, like, getting paranoid that the FBI was going to come after me because it said a non on it.
Because of what?
Because it said a non-radio. I was getting paranoid that I was, like, getting
like
too big.
Like not radio?
Yeah, like not a radio.
Yeah, not a radio.
Because of the whole keyword from Prism.
From Prism?
Yeah, a Prism.
What are you smoking, man? I can smell it from here.
Oh, boy. This is just a cancer stick. This is a death stick. You want to just go home and smoke some death sticks?
I see. Okay, well. Hey, you don't have to give up your location, but...
I won't do that anymore.
Are you in the tri-state area?
There's more than one tri-state area.
There's a tri-county, there's a tri-city, there's a tri-bridge. The tri-bridge... where the new bridge and the old bridge and the middle bridge meet. It's kind of like a Y.
Wow. Where's the TriStar Pictures?
There is that as well. There is Trianimos.
There's Try.
There's Triceratops. I got that one.
Let's listen to what's going on in the neighbor's toilet. I love that one. I am the system administrator.
Oh.
I thought that that all comes from a joke because I tried to help somebody on IRC. I tried to tell them I was the system administrator.
Okay.
And Demure got upset.
Yeah. Who did?
And banned me from help desk.
What?
I'm banned from help. The username is banned from help desk.
Whatever.
Yes, I am.
Who said that?
Hey, can I have my password reset for Zeptar? I reset all the questions and the password, and I can't remember. It was like, ha, 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 9 and stuff. That's all I remember.
Send a note to membership about that.
Okay. Well, I already got a new ARPA account. I'm Zeppy. So
Zeppy.
I'm Zeppy.
All right.
Zeppy.
Sounds good.
Should I be Zeppy, or what should I be? What's my
it's
name,
up to
Senpai?
You. I mean, it's up to you. Zeppy might be like... like the positive Zeptar, and Zeptar is the, I don't know, the old school OG.
What's it do to the com movies? I want more com movies.
Or
do I gotta watch Severed Head videos for com movies? Hey, guess what I did
time? It says, I know what it says. It says, what's the status of the toilet? And that was Daniel, Ted, and I. We had a 4-track, and Ted was playing a Casio keyboard, and Daniel was smacking the wall to make like a drum beat, and I took the microphone and put it in the toilet so we could hear it flush. What's the status of the toilet?
Yeah, it goes me.
Dallas, the Dallas theme song. Thank you.
Hey, remember that juggalette that wanted to cut my head off?
The one that goes, that was Daniel. You cut your head
off. Oh, okay. No, there's this chick that wanted to cut my head off. She's coming over tonight.
Is she going to cut your hair?
No, my head. My neck.
What did you do this time?
Well, I don't know. I was just a celebrity living in the neighborhood. Hey, that sounds good.
What?
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Hey, if I'm ever in Seattle, can we jam?
Probably.
Okay, well, I'm coming up there, but I'm not going to be a homeless no, do it all.
Oh, God.
I want to track you down. I'm going to take computer classes somewhere.
Okay. I don't know if this is the place to do it. The cost of living is astronomical. And
really?
There's so many strange...
What if I got a job? What if I just got a job? Strange public resources.
You got a job. Yeah.
I do got a job. You're right. I do. I am a non-radio host.
I've got a real job. One that satisfies my artistic need.
Who is that?
It's from Sid and Nancy. One of the roadies is...
Oh, I never listened to Sid and Nancy. I never seen that whole movie.
It's a movie with Gary Oldman.
I know. It's about Sid Barrett.
No, it's about Sid Vicious and Nancy Spungen.
Oh, okay. Well, it's about Sid someone. I didn't know this chick that was into Sid Barrett and that Sid and Nancy movie, and so I get confused.
Oh, okay. That's
what should I do to find a wife?
Oh, man.
Like my income is like $760 a month.
That's not bad for KCMO.
I know, and I'm paying like $360 a month for rent to my parents.
Are you in the... Oh, you're living with your parents? In your parents' basement?
Yeah, I moved back here.
Oh, wait. Are you serious?
You were supposed to pay my electricity bill. You were supposed to pay my electricity bill for my internet, my neighborhood internet.
Your neighborhood internet? The entire neighborhood?
Yeah. I opened up my Google to Wi-Fi neighborhood. I had hotspots and everything. I was like, you know, mesh networking the whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Oh,
yeah,
did you like ride around on a bicycle and go door to door and say, hey, I've got a hotspot. I'm making a mesh. If you pay me $5 a month.
Plug this into your outlet.
Yeah, there you go.
You can have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, oh, you know what, if you're real smart, you could probably do that and make it, like, so economically brainless that people would say, oh, hey, this is great. He's giving us an internet Wi-Fi booster. We plug it in the wall. We pay him $5 a month, and we plug our internet into it, and it boosts our internet signal so that he can
It was a gig. Yeah, but they just think I was using their internet? What the fuck? It was my internet. I had a Zeptor account at Google.
I am the internet.
You are the internet. You are under the internet.
You are the internet.
You are under the internet.
I'm the internet.
You're the unter,
the
Mr.
Soft,
Unternet.
The soft underbelly of the internet. Soft, genuinely soft. You don't need to have Calgon to... wick away all your fears. It's very soft.
Wash me away.
Wash me away. Calgon, take me away.
Take me away.
God. Tobe had me go track down some of the Calgon commercials, and there are some crazy Calgon commercials.
He knows his television, that Tobe.
Yeah, and football.
Speaking of Tobe, I just reached for some
there are three
Sleepy
other
Time
parties
tea.
In this conference.
Sleepy Time Tea, the one with the bear on the cover?
Yes, yes, yes. And
I
it's
love
got extra
that one.
Sleepy Time in it. It's
extra,
got extra
Sleepy Time.
Extra Sleepy Time, but
that's my nighttime tea.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's not oolong wah?
No, I would stay up all night if it was. No, I gotta have
herbal. Oh, really?
Yeah, I use that. That's right. It actually works quite well. It's not
yes,
something.
That's a good
key. What is it? It starts with a V. Valeria.
It's got valerian in it. It just started putting that in it.
Yeah.
It's a root.
Right. It's a root, but it's nice because it's not, you know, it's not like a medication or anything, and it's just all natural. And if you're feeling stressed out and you know you're worried about whatever, and you just have a nice sleepy time tea. It's really nice because what you do, Zeptar, is then you zone out with some music or something like a movie or something, and before you know it, you're like, oh, I need to get in bed. And it works
real
well.
Oh, I see the technique.
And then you wake up in the morning and you go, hey, I'm a chipper squirrel. I'm ready to go, and I didn't have
Hello,
any bad
welcome.
Nightmares.
It is now time for SDFO to
Hey.
please dial 929.
Did you clean out all that conversation? Virgil's root beer from the freezer?
Yeah, it wasn't too much of a mess, fortunately.
That's good.
Yeah, you homework. I did my homework on that. It actually technically is not Goose Island Brewery.
Oh. Brewery?
Yes.
Do you brew root beer?
There is a brew process for root beer, I believe. But
do they have brewmeisters? The brewmeister general?
I think there's some difference in the process, but they kind of start. They have some things in common, I guess. But
yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. How are you? Yeah, it turns.
Yes,
ma'am. It's basically,
you know my friend Zeptar.
Yeah, I know Zeptar.
Yes, ma'am.
Zeppy.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Nas has a show. Yes, Nas has a show at 200. Yes, you have a show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He has Vintage Comp. And speaking of which, Eric Klein just posted the schedule for BCF West.
Okay.
The online edition, virtual.
Nice.
With Bill Hurd and some other vintage computer celebs.
Nice.
Well, I'm leaving on the 2nd at midnight, so.
Where are you leaving for?
Just to get there. Vintage West.
Oh, are you, but Zeptar, are you in M.O. or are you in K.S.?
I am in M.O.
Oh, really? Okay. Huh. Because I thought K.S.
I'm up north.
I thought the K.S. side of Kansas City was the cheap side.
I think that's where they have all the bad problems with the police and stuff.
Oh.
With the neighborhoods being afraid of the police.
Really?
Well, I'm not sure. Yeah. There was this one research study that they were withholding. I haven't checked on it lately, but at the time I read it, it was like over a year and a half, and they still didn't release the results to the community about how the police were interacting with the citizens.
Okay.
And, you know, that's like, they say like Wyandotte, and they say like that's trash over there and stuff, and I guess that's the lingo.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But you're KCMO, right? It's Fort, it's just north of KCMO. Is that it?
I am North Kansas City, yes.
North of Kansas
like
City.
North.
Oh.
No, I am in North Kansas City. Like, North Kansas City is, like, considered a place.
Oh, it's considered a place. I see. Okay.
Yeah, it's got enough people claiming it on Facebook.
I was thinking of, what is the name of that place? It's named after, it has, like, a guy's name in the name. Lee's Summit, that's right. Lee's Summit, there was a cell site out there, a part of Sprint. That's why I know Lee's Summit. Is Lee's Summit in MO or is it KS?
Lee's Summit's MO, but that's still south of me. That's like...
Oh, okay.
That's like southwest of me.
Yeah.
I'm like at the very tips. If you look up Smithville on a map, I'm in between in the suburbs.
I
you know
see.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
You know Smithville, right?
Yes, that's close enough.
O-V-O-I-T-9-2-9-2-9-9.
You know, I spent a lot of time out. I was on the Kansas side, but, you know, on the weekends I go to KCMO to do stuff. Just kind of explore and everything. It's a different kind of world. And just in various places, it's kind of different everywhere. It's got some really rural old stuff, and then, you know, it's got like these 30s things, 1930s, 1920s that have just kind of stuck around into the 40s just a bit. But and then it has like this really modern housing communities and stuff like that. So it's all sorts there. Any kind of grab bag you want. And
so I'm expecting a high cost of living if I come to Seattle.
They got gates. Gates Barbecue.
We got Gates Barbecue. That's their favorite sauce. I'm sending you the whole case for Christmas.
No, you don't have to do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, I am.
No.
Just check the P.O. box. I'm sending you the shirt off my back.
It's liquid. You can't ship it in the mail. I don't know.
I'll FedEx it to the post office.
What happened to, oh, God, I won't mention that. But anyways, your show.
Okay, so here's the thing, man. I'm going to do it religiously. And the reason why I'm so sorry for the intervals was because I had sections of my life where I was moving.
Oh, okay.
My co-host, Mo, she passed away. That was hard.
Did she really pass away?
She really did, man.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. She was your best bud.
I'm trying to find a co-host.
Okay.
But, like, that's not my main thing. I want to do more. Do you want more dialogue? Because I could just come on and play 3 hours of music, but I thought of myself as being lazy.
Maybe you should do whatever you feel like for the day. And then that thing Ixer made with the repeater, now when the if the DJ wants to just take a break, they don't have to do anything. They just don't even connect. And then it plays a random repeat of one of their old shows. So it really is... Like, Hard Mouse had surgery, apparently, and so the repeater took over for him today.
Oh, well, best wishes to him. We'll tie on his wrist from DJing too much.
Yeah, hyper-extended elbow, DJ elbow, gelbo, yeah, the gelbo.
Hey, I gotta go, love you, SMJ, later.
Okay, bye. Is that the hum on your phone?
No, that is the sound of my noisy air conditioner.
Oh, wow.
See here. I'll dial it down.
No, it's all right. It's not bothering me. I was wondering what the hum was.
That's the Van de Graaff generator that I'm talking about now.
You should have that condenser checked out.
Yeah, probably. Or eventually replace that unit altogether.
Is it a window unit?
Yeah, it's a chunky window unit. And
those are always noisy.
Getting kind of old. But it is still throwing out, it is still pulling heat out of the system pretty effectively.
All right. Well, the forecast here is supposed to be... supposed to go up in temperature today. It's not that bad. I didn't turn on the AC, but the next few days is supposed to be pretty warm for Seattle standards. Pretty hot, I should say.
Hot.
Yeah. Oh, only 84 tomorrow. I think I can make it through there without that AC. But 90 on Monday, no. And it looks like the reprieve is possibly... a bit, just slightly on Tuesday, and then Friday it looks like it goes back to normal temperatures. The thing is that in the hottest time of the summer, if you don't have the low, go beneath 69, it makes it difficult to really cool down a place. So, but like the lows are all Tuesday, the low is going to be 58. I mean, super easy to cool down.
Yeah, that's normally what I'll do is if it's cool overnight, I'll shut down the AC and open the windows and let the building cool down a little bit. Or in some cases, I mean, up until this point, I've largely not been running the AC. It's been kind of, even when it was hot, it would get cool overnight. So if I shut everything up in the morning... and, pulled the heavy drapes to block out some of the sunlight, it would stay kind of tolerable in the apartment.
Oh, I see.
And then, once the sun went down and the temperature started to fall, you could kind of get away with, opening up the apartment and it would shed a degree or two of heat and then repeat the process over and over again until finally you had to, either you got a break in the hot weather or you... had to, run the AC at some point. Yeah, but sometimes I get away without having to do that. So, my brother's in town this week for the extended weekend, so I figured I would make things a little more comfortable.
Hmm. Yeah. Do you have prowler issues?
Prowler issues?
Yeah,
why?
Because like
I sounded.
Windows open at night.
I've never really had that kind of problem, but I mean, it is a concern. One side of the building is not gated off, so a lot of times I will not leave that set of windows open. I mean, there's some security limiters on the windows, but I guess if someone's determined to come in the window, they're going to come in the window, and I mean.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's closed and locked, you know, if they're determined to come in, they're going to just break the window.
Oh, sure, right. It's a real big problem here because, I mean, a lot of people just don't have air conditioner for the 2 or 3 weeks that you might want to. Might want one, yeah.
Yeah.
Very few times. So a lot of people will just have box fans in a window or the windows open.
Yeah, and someone will take advantage of that.
There's a lot of theft rings that just particularly look for easy targets that way.
Yeah, I think there is something of that sort of problem, but I've never fallen victim to it. And usually
you guys have extreme weather, though.
Yeah.
So you have to have air conditioner and you have to have heaters.
Heaters, yes. Air conditioners.
Really?
Well,
you think AC is optional in Chicago?
There's a few days every year that, yeah, you probably should be in air conditioning, but usually on those days, well, you know, this year is kind of a unusual circumstance, but in the past, especially after the incident about 25, I forget, they were just saying a few days ago that it was sort of the anniversary of an event in Chicago, I think in the mid-90s, where we had sort of record heat and high heat index, and we had a whole bunch of people die as a result of it, to the point where, one of the local grocery chains had basically donated refrigerated trucks for, loaned the use of refrigerated tractor trailer trucks to kind of compensate for the lack of space in the city mortuary.
Well, wait, what did you just say? Air conditioned truck? Oh my God.
Yeah, the body count was significantly high enough to have to have an alternative means of handling the deceased.
Yikes.
Yeah, I know. That was a really, really kind of nasty situation.
Yeah, and that's not 1890s, that's 1990s.
Yeah. Yeah, so there are days, there is weather systems that occur in the city of Chicago that, people should seek shelter and refuge from the heat. But, you know, not always, but we've become more sensitive to that as a direct result of that kind of incident.
Okay.
So often what happens are on the extreme days when we are going to have, you know, high heat index, the city has historically kept sort of cooling centers open and tried to keep places open for people that, you know, do not have air conditioning in their homes.
Okay.
Because, I mean, there's, you know, people with different income levels, and they may not have it because 90% of the time they can get away without it. And then, of course, you know, the couple of days rolls by that really you need it.
Right.
That is sort of what happens, that some people end up in other places. Back then too, there was more businesses, you know, more sort of restaurants and things operating 24/7, so you could always just go somewhere.
you could operate at night,
right?
As opposed to being a day person. Okay.
Right. But yeah. It's still you know, still a concern. Like as I said, the next couple of days they were saying we're expecting really high heat index days. So I'm not sure how the city's handling that now that you can't just, you know, congregate people together into a cooling center. You know, this year.
Yeah, open up the community centers and let everybody cool.
Yeah,
air.
That's what they were doing. Is that they would, you know, basically any sort of city public place that they could still maintain overnight and such, or during the day. You know, people would go to the library, people would go to civic centers and things like that. That didn't have AC at home to do that to kind of take refuge during the day, and usually they could kind of muster through the nights with, you know, just regular fans and.
Hey, do you know anything about grid computers?
A little bit.
Oh, really? Okay, I know a grid computer expert I was thinking about inviting to Vintage Comp with Jazzmass.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Tell us all about the grid compass.
Yeah.
You know, the first, you know, sort of clamshell-style laptop-ish computer. What
right.
was it? It was commonly referred to as Darth Vader's laptop because it was kind of made out of a metallic alloy case.
Right, and doesn't it have a plasma display or something?
Yeah, I believe
plasma,
so.
Plasma, or is it some other?
I think it's plasma.
Plasma. Not magma? Oh, holy crap, there was a couple of large explosions outside.
That's never good.
I'm just going to go check to see if the Starbucks is... Holy shit. Hold on, I'll be back.
Sure. Anon-radio listeners, please stand by.
Put the phone up to the window for your entertainment.
I hear many voices. Sounds like drumming, even? Hey,
did you hear?
I heard a little bit of that. It sounded I could hear some screaming and some voices and
yeah.
something that sounded like drumming.
Yeah, they're. It sounds like that, or it looks like they're. I don't know if they
Hello
were setting
welcome.
Up the charges because there
isn't
any
It is now
police.
Time for SDFO to VOIT.
Just the
Please dial
929-1269
to join the conversation.
Now. They've been up near the East Precinct all day.
Uh-huh.
Now they're heading down the West Precinct, where apparently the barricades are like these, they're not Jersey walls, but they're like the size of a Jersey wall, but they're like a block rather than just like a narrow thing. And those are apparently stacked three high at the West Precinct. So I don't know what they're gonna do down there. I did go downstairs and just check the window and for their front.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And it's fortunately I just been walking past it. A couple of tags on the building, but I did hear that a couple of restaurants and cafes and just small businesses along 12th Avenue just got like systematically smashed, like the windows just got
smashed. So unfortunate.
Yeah.
I never understand that sort of behavior, but
right. You know, and then like I think you know I think the Target, you know, based on the spray paint that says fuck Bezos on a Starbucks where
uh-huh.
they smashed the windows out. So it says fuck Bezos on the Starbucks and they with smashed window. It's like, isn't it Howard Schultz?
They don't know.
Yeah.
They're just angry at whoever.
It should say fuck Steve Jobs. That would be cool.
But that would be necrophilia. But
oh,
I
know.
Yeah, so I think they're heading downtown. That'll be a big mess if that happens because it's Well, whatever message is kind of it's just kind of distorted and lost at this time.
Yeah, and
I don't even think this is Black Lives Matter anymore.
No, I wonder what's really driving that.
I have no idea.
If it's just anti-police protests or something, or...
Or... what's the guy? We should... Mark Bezos and Jeff Zuckerberg have a choose your evil and
The idea is
right.
Like that. You know, they're finding any cause they can muster against, and it's like okay, yeah, there's extreme wealth and serious disparity between.
Yeah, and I can understand, too.
I can understand some anger and frustration
with COVID
over that. But
and people losing jobs and their well-being and source of income, makes a lot of anxiety, for sure.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I still don't know why you need to smash semi-random business windows and you know, cause harm to
maybe
things that are not, but... Yeah, I know. There's a certain element of that, I'm sure, that because, you know, there's no real accountability at this point. They'll just
right.
do whatever they want.
Right, right, right. There's no...
Or I should say there's a subsection of people that will just do whatever they want. They're just in it to create chaos.
That's true. Right. That's true. I mean, it's not everybody. It's probably just a few actors that are doing whatever it is that they're doing.
Yeah.
Because, you know...
Yep.
They know how to make.
They can get away with it. No one, you know, they can hide within the crowd, and no one in that crowd is going to stop them.
Well, they probably should, but it might be too scary.
Actually. Yeah, yeah. The idea is that if you're there for peaceful protest, you're not going to necessarily.
Well, if you're in the kind of mob thing, you kind of have to go with the flow.
Go with the flow, otherwise you might find yourself at the other end of it.
Right. Right.
At the receiving end of the anger and frustration, you probably don't want that.
Yes. Well, there was There was a portable building that, like a constructor's construction portable building, you know, set up on the job site or whatever.
Attention on radio listeners. Coming up at 0300 hours UTC is a Penmic with open mic. Anyone can stream.
Johnny on the spot. I don't know how they did that. That's, it must have melted, and that's why.
It just turned into a pile of goo.
Yeah, blue goo and feces and urine.
Yeah, great.
Ew. But, yeah. Oh, well.
Hopefully things will get... I don't know. Then the other problem with this situation is it's like, you know, the federal government seems to be just throwing gasoline on a fire with the response.
Right. But I'd also say that even without... Like, one thing the police used to do and have done every year for, like, the May Day protests is that they'll just basically flank the marchers.
Right, they shadow. And that happens in Chicago, you know.
They just, you know, kind of follow along and make sure that...
Right, and the issue is, you know, so long as they are kind of just shadowing and not really being aggressive, it usually is okay. It's just when you get into a situation...
What happened on Thursday when all those businesses got smashed, including, you know, not just Starbucks, but also small businesses as well, there were no officers anywhere. It was like total disengagement.
Huh.
And so that's what was weird. It was like, why was it so violent if it was,
if there was
no one to provoke?
Yeah.
So that was.
Yeah, I think it needs to be somewhere in between those two points where, you know, where you don't have eyes off, but, you know, you don't necessarily have to treat the protesters with, you know, severe aggression.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, if you just want to make sure that things are safe for...
Right.
Any pedestrian or any...
Yeah, anyone that has to happen through there on a normal cause, yeah.
Oh, well. Is there a better subject to talk about?
Yeah, I think we've talked enough about that. Let me think about that. What is interesting that is going on that is not dire or grim?
Weather.
Weather?
Not weather.
No, it's kind of getting hot and kind of nasty, so not weather.
You know, one thing I realize is that the C-16 is not black. It is
charcoal.
Yeah, it's not even charcoal. It's like mocha.
Well, some of that also might be discoloration over time, because they actually start getting sort of a green tinge to them.
Oh, they do yellow.
1269.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think the official description of the color is sort of a charcoal black. So it's not like black, but sort of a pale black. But, I mean, obviously with any pigment, yeah, there's going to be notes of other colors hiding out in there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go dig mine out and put it under better light and see what mine looks like, since it's in the apartment here.
Okay.
Okay, let's not trip and break my neck. Yeah, because mine's got a little brownish to it. I'm looking at it right now in the light that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of brownish, almost chocolate color to it, like you were saying. Like a chalkboard black.
Oh, really? Hmm.
Yeah, there certainly is some brownish to it. And I'm not sure if that is... I don't know that it would be discoloration, because, I mean, even the bottom's kind of that color, too. I mean, there's not a lot of discoloration in general to my C-16.
Yeah, the inside is... I really noticed it. I put it under bright light when I was just looking at the circuit board.
Yeah.
Noticed it was just like, hey, this is... kind of chocolatey coffee mocha.
Yeah.
Tasty.
But that's sort of, once again, you know, pigments. You know, things are not really black.
Mm-hmm.
But, we think about that, too. Attention, the other thing, radio listeners, coming up at
0300 hours UTC is a pandemic with open mind. Anyone can stream.
Well, you've probably seen pictures of it, and that's the Western Electric handset I have, the 2500. It has sort of a Franco Mint green color to it, but its original color is sort of a pale blue, and you can kind of see that if you, like, unscrew the handset.
Yeah. That's a typical thing that happens. I don't know if that's like UV exposure.
That would be my guess, temperature and UV stability stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. It still kind of looks cool. I don't think the green, the green color actually looks bad. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be sort of a light blue. Is it a 50s model with the leather pads for the feet? Or are they hard rubber?
I think the Northern Electric model 500 I have has the cork feet or something like that on it. Let me look at it.
It's a rotary dial one, right?
Well, I have a 500 that's Northern Electric that I got from Canada that is rotary, and then I've got a 2500, which is touch tone, that is Western Electric. It has a WE 500 or something on the base of it, which means it might have a 500 base and a 2500 shroud on it, maybe.
Oh wow! So it's right, like you said, touch. Okay, neat.
Mm-hmm. No, it is a 2500D Bell System property, not for sale. And it's got some sort of plastic that was probably more elastic and rubbery at one point in its life on the bottom of it, that have sort of like riveted studs in the center of it.
Interesting.
Sort of like a Rollo candy-looking thing. And then the 500... No, the 500 is the same thing. It's sort of a plasticky, rubbery, round... feed on it with a little rivet holding it into the base. I don't know if that was common or not, or if you were saying some of them have like some sort of wood composite cork-like...
Leather.
Leather?
The ones in the 40s, not the 500s, obviously, but the 302s or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't have anything like that.
In the 50s, some of the early 500s, I think the 500 got introduced in 48, but
yeah.
Some of the ones in the 50s have these leather pads for the feet. It's really kind of interesting. And then at some point towards the late 50s, they moved to sort of a hard rubber, brownish foot.
Uh-huh.
I think it's also probably because the leather wore. I've seen where they had like little stickers where they would put felt stickers or something put on the pads of the feet.
These have some sort of plastic round feet on them. Both my Western Electric 25, and then I think the 500 model was technically Northern Electric, which...
And those are riveted on? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just looking at one. And then all my hokey, the hodgepodge of...
Bell Canada, property of...
Wow.
Yeah, it's
NE500.
That's my rotary that has more of an avocado green colored body to it.
Well, almost time for open VoIP to end.
Oh, no!
But that's okay, we had Zeptar.
Yeah, well, we'll have plenty of them tomorrow, because that's when he picks up his reading on Twitch.
Oh,
so.
Right. Okay, yeah, so I'm looking forward to that then. Yeah, that'll be good. And,
Get more Pickwickians abroad.
have you been thinking about things to talk about with Robert Bernardo for the vintage comp?
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe.
Attention
we can have
on
a
radio
chat
listeners.
About various,
coming up at 0300 hours UTC is a Penn Mac with open mic. Anyone can stream.
What we think the states might turn into in this current situation.
Right, yeah, cause, yeah, the Fresno Club would meet at a pizza place.
Right.
One in Astoria. That was also a pizza place, too. And pizza place is a common theme. But, yeah, it's, you know, the businesses are hurting, and then, of course, the clubs are hurting because they don't have a place to hang out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like for my one of my Linux users groups, you know, one of the guys sent me an email earlier in the week, and he's like, hey, you know, they're relaxing restrictions. Shouldn't we meet again in person at the Dunkin' Donuts that we normally meet at? And I'm like, I won't be there, but if you want to organize it, you can.
Well, I'll send a note to the grid guy, the grid bug, and he's also he also has a Xerox Alto, and it might be interesting to talk to.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, too. I know there's somebody here in the Chicago area that has one.
You know, oh, yeah?
Once again, I will invoke the my friend Eric phrase. I think might be in possession of a couple boards that he was from that he was sort of troubleshooting. Because I think the Alto was in a non-working state.
Okay. Well, this guy, the grid guy, he's originally from Chicago, so you might...
Might be
off.
The same guy. No,
no, it's not. But interestingly, there are a handful of Altos that are out there in the wild.
Sure.
So they exist not just as static displays. They run in people's parents' basements.
Basements, yeah. As they should. Any computer should be able to run in either a central office, a university lab, or someone's parents' basement. Those are the correct and rightful places for them to operate, right?
That is, because if it's anywhere else, you might get evicted pretty quick. Yeah. Got to be mindful about that. Not your Elks Lodge. Okay, well, I'm going to drop off then.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll look forward to tomorrow's Pickwick and Zabrot.
Yeah, me too. Okay, have a good night.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye. And I guess we might have a couple of minutes still left on the clock. And just a reminder, open mic is next on Anon Radio. Visit anonradio.net and click on the open mic link for more details. Open mic is you, the listener's opportunity to be the DJ. Other than that, I think I am going to ring off at this point and wish everyone a good night, and perhaps we'll hear somebody on open mic. So, good night all, and you'll probably hear us yammering tomorrow night about this time, as well as listening to Publius's reading and watching on Twitch, Publius's reading of Pickwickians Abroad as he resumes reading that book for us. I think you can find his Twitch channel at twitch.tv/PubliusLector. That's LECTOR. Okay, good night, everyone.
Hello, and